This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by Flying Dog Media. For your next website design, visit flyingdogmedia.com. Al Gore's documentary on global warming recently began playing at the Vinegar Hill Theater. The documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, evolved from a slideshow on global warming that former Vice President Al Gore created to convince friends and family that global warming was a serious issue.
If you look at the 10 hottest years ever measured, they've all occurred in the last 14 years. And the hottest of all was 2005.
I think it's a painted picture.
Pat Michaels is a state climatologist and a visiting professor of natural resources at Virginia Tech. Michaels has not seen the movie, but he says he's read the book on which it is based.
I think that it attempts to emphasize the extreme on global warming, and in fact, Mr. Gore has said that he thinks it's appropriate to emphasize the extremes on this issue in order to get public attention.
Michaels disputes several of the key points of the movie, including the idea that if something isn't done to cut back on pollution in the next 10 years, the process of global warming will be irreversible.
Say that the debate is over about global warming is to say that all scientists agree that the planet is warmer than it's been, or warmer than it was, and that human beings have something to do with that in the late 20th century. Yeah, okay. But then the answer is, and then what? So what? And then he paints this extremely dire picture. It's based largely upon this 10-year tipping point notion. Well, that is an extremely fringe view, and it's also, I think, not very realistic.
Michaels questions whether we could actually do anything to stop the effects of global warming. For example, he says adopting the Kyoto Protocol in emissions would only reduce the global temperature by a tiny fraction over the next 50 years. But Cale Jaffe with the Southern Environmental Law Center in Charlottesville disagrees and says that we are not impotent in the face of warming.
Naysayers will point out that, you know, wind power alone is not going to be enough. Conservation alone is not going to be enough. Carpooling alone may not be enough. But the point is that we need to combine all of those solutions together, and then we can have a really powerful impact. If we pull together new energy sources, conserving the energy that we do use.
Jaffe is an SELC staff attorney who specializes in clean air and energy issues. He says the rapid growth of the Southeast has a dramatic effect on global warming because of an abundance of smokestacks and tailpipes.
We, in the Southeast, we're the fastest growing population in the country. We are the greatest users of energy and the greatest burners of coal in the country. So we have a unique place in the problem of global warming and a unique opportunity to do something to address it.
State climatologist Pat Michaels says he worries that environmental groups will unnecessarily slow growth by adopting measures that he says do not address the problem. He says while half of the temperature increase in the 20th century can be attributed to man-made causes, there isn't that much to worry about.
It seems to me rather preposterous to say that essentially doubling the rate of warming that occurred in the last 100 years will create a tremendous catastrophe when everyone who would look at the general state of humanity in health and welfare between, say, 1900 and 2000 would say that there were tremendous increases. Lifespan doubled in the industrialized democracies. Some crop yields quintupled. Wealth was incredibly democratized. Those things happened as the planet warmed 8/10 of a degree. Now, it seems rather absurd to say that if you just warm it at a rate that is twice that for another 100 years, that all that's going to turn around and there's going to be this mega disaster. I don't understand that. People clearly adapted to the climate changes that occurred in the 20th century. Why won't they adapt to the changes that occur in the 21st?
Jaffe disagrees and says there is a big difference between humans' ability to adapt and the ability of the ecosystem to survive.
The problem with saying that we can adapt to the changes in the 21st century the way we adapted in the past is that we're looking at changes that are on orders of magnitude greater than anything we've ever seen before. Whether human life itself could adapt is a very different question than, for example, whether the marshlands and the species that depend on them can adapt.
Bill Stanley is a climate change scientist who attended a late Sunday showing of An Inconvenient Truth at Vinegar Hill in downtown Charlottesville.
I had dinner with the skeptic last night, and he was told me he was a Republican, and he went into the movie very sure that he was going to see a political movie. And when he came out of the movie, he said he felt convinced that this was really an issue that we had to do something about. So I think it really speaks to almost anyone.
So far, the film has made over $15 million at the box office. You've been listening to a report from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by Flying Dog Media, website design, and more. FlyingDogMedia.com. I'm Sean Tubbs, and thanks for listening.